It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Sister Sabrina, will you please open up the prayer line with prayer?
Father, we just give you praise and glory as we come together to fellowship, God, to hear a word from the Lord, a right now word, a word that changes the heart and the lives of your people. God, you said that you would impart to us, Lord, if we are willing to receive. And I thank you, God, that our hearts are open to receive what the Spirit of God is saying, that our ears will be open to receive what the Spirit of God is saying. We're living in the last hours and the last days, and we need to be filled with the presence of God. And being filled with the presence of God is the word, the sharpened, double-edged sword of the word of God that will pierce the heart today. I thank you for a word that will change the heart of your people, that you said obedience is better than sacrifice. Saul didn't change in the word when I read in Samuel. It's the heart that you're after, not deception, but it's the heart of your people that you're after. And I pray today, God, that we have a changed heart to receive what God has in store for us. You said, I would you be in health and prosper as even as your soul prosper. And I thank you for the word for Pastor Smith tonight that you'll anoint it, that it will destroy every yoke of bondage today as we listen, God, and have our faith build up to believe in the power and the empowering word of God today. In Jesus' name, we bind and rebuke the enemy that will try to come against this time of prayer. And we thank you, Lord, that the angels will encamp around and guard this word as it goes forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. Remember, there are now 6 ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of. Thanks be to God. The second is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night prayer line, and the number is 916-588-9688. The third way is in-person services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and the address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue. That's in North Highlands, California, and that's inside Sacramento County. The fourth way is to call in and listen to the Word Going Forth Live Sundays at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time. And the phone number, once again, is the 916 number, 588-9688. The fifth way is through a written prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. No return address is required because God knows who and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by our pastor, Pastor Smith. The sixth way is also a written request through email. And the email address is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Please remember to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, his word, and his works. And please mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimony, we're going to go into the word of God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the Holy Spirit to breathe on this word, that this word would come alive, that we receive what we have need of by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Matthew, the 19th chapter, verse 26, and 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse 8. Again, Matthew, the 19th chapter, verse 26, and 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse 8. When everyone get those 2 books, could you please say amen, please?
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement for you that are facing impossible situations. And we're in perilous times, and there's many things that appear to look impossible. But tonight, this word is to encourage you about the things that look hopeless and without a chance of favors on your behalf and appears to be out of the question, out of reach for you, and unlikely to happen, meaning impossible to occur. No prospect of being successful in this, whatever you believe in God for, and likely to fail, meaning no chance. And people around you think you're mad or you're odd, and it seems ridiculous and foolish and crazy for you to believe for whatever you believe in God for, the impossibility. So this word is to encourage you about the thing that you, that God has placed inside of your spirit to believe for. And the enemy wants you to think it's hopeless and impossible, without a chance of happening, unlikely to occur, that it can't be done. But God wants this word to encourage you tonight about the prospect that God has in store for you, for it to be successful, for it to be accomplished, to be carried out. It's available for you because of God, not you, not humans, but because of God. God wants you to know he's going to bring it into existence. It will occur, and it can be done, and he will accomplish this for you. Because there's many impossibilities that we are facing in this hour, in all areas of our lives. So this is the word to encourage you. I've been praying continuously for people who face an impossible situation. And when, saints, you got to remember, when there's something new is getting ready to occur into your life, something that's going to bring a change for a completeness, something going to be transformed, and things going to come into another place in your life. The devil comes to discourage you. Anytime there's a new birth is something's going to occur, something that you have need of, something new, a change. And when the fullness of time comes, the devil comes to bring distress. He comes to bring trouble and worry and to irritate you and to make things difficult. That's in anything that birthing is coming forth, a new beginning. And there are many of you tonight that you're going through those birthing pains tonight, those things that's causing you difficulty and distress and pain and suffering because something so new is getting ready to come forth in your life. It's a transformation. And anytime there's something new, something that's being birthed by the Holy Ghost, being brought forth in your life, a new beginning, the devil always comes to bring agony and distress in your life. So this is a word to encourage you that God is birthing in you that seed he has placed in you, thanks to God. It's going to come forth. The enemy wants us to look at things as impossible because it seems out of reach. But tonight God wants you to know it is not out of reach. Jesus was prophesied many years before he came. But when Jesus' time to come forth, everything came with difficulty to hinder that birth. But God got in the midst of it, and everything occurred like God has spoken to the prophet through prophecy and time before. It was fullness of time. Saints, there are things in your life that the fullness of time that God has ordained at this particular dispensation to come to pass in your life. And this is the word of God to encourage you. It appears impossible. It appears as though it will not happen. The appearance of things, it looks like it will not be accomplished. But this word is to let you know tonight that the Spirit of God going to accomplish this for you. That's what God did for Jesus through Mary and Joseph. God accomplished that. They just followed the instruction, and God accomplished it. It occurred. Jesus came. So this is a word of encouragement for you tonight, those hopeless things that you're facing, those things that seem unlikely to happen. You're going to walk in success because of the key, the nugget, is the word of God. Matthew 19 and 26, please.
But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
This is Jesus encouraging his disciples. You are the disciple of the Most High God. He lives in you. He abides in you. And he wants you to know by his word. Jesus said, this is impossible for man, but for God, everything is possible. In him, everything is impossible. This word encourages you. He has called you. He has set up many things to manifest in this particular time of your life. It's just this time of dispensation for you men and women of God. And the things that God has spoken, has brought forth and spoken to you, have given you visitation, it seems out of reach to you. It is out of reach to you, but with God it's possible. It seems like favors are not coming, but God is going to give you favors tonight. It seems like it's unlikely, but God wants you to know tonight it will not fail. He's going to cause it to succeed. When people around you think that you're mad, you're awed, and it looks and appear ridiculous, unreal. Look as though you're crazy. But God wants you to know you're sane tonight. God wants you to know that you're not mad tonight. God wants you to know that the prospect of success is in him, and he's going to do it for you tonight. And we're going to see it by the word of God. That God said these things that he have imputed in your spirit, and you're in the motion. You're not sitting around doing anything. You're in the motion. You're moving because God is moving on you. You have a created mind. He has placed things in your mind, created thoughts. He's placed inventions in your mind. He's giving you some ideas that no one else have like you. You have ideas that nobody can grab out of your mind because God have imputed these ideas in your mind. He have you believing for the impossibility that things have fell apart and in a dead state that the Spirit of God going to resurrect for you. Things that you prayed for probably for many years and it seems as though it's never going to manifest. God wants you to know that impossible thing shall manifest because he's going to cause it to bring come forth in manifestation. Manifestation means evidence that it going to appear in the earth. And we're going to see why this word is so absolutely sure. This word is so absolutely positive for Jesus said and what the word of God says. 1 John 3 and 8, please.
He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
This is Jesus. He said, whoever continues sins belong to the devil. You're not continuing sin. You that belong to God, you don't continue sin. He said, the devil sinned from the beginning in the book of Genesis. But the Son of God, Jesus, appeared for this purpose to destroy the works of the devil. It's done, thanks of God. Jesus came to defeat the devil for you. He overcame for you. The battle is won for you. He conquered Satan. He triumphed over the enemy. The devil collapsed. He lost. The word of God said, we are winners. You and I are winners tonight. in this word wants you to know that Jesus dissolved. He loosed the chain that the enemy had us bound up in. He came to take us out the evil traps of Satan. That's why Jesus came. And you got to know this by the word of God. First, Jesus resisted Satan's temptation in every area that Satan tried to tempt the Lord. Jesus resisted every temptation. That's Matthew 4 and 4. He defeated Satan by the means of what? Death on the cross. That's defeat. Christ glorified God by defeating Satan on the cross. You got to get this. It's already done. Jesus defeated Satan. How? Through his resurrection from the dead. He's on the right hand of the Father. That's what the word of God says. He was resurrected. Resurrection said amen to it. It is finished. It is finished. We waging war against a what? Defeated enemy. Satan is defeated. And this is so important to you and I tonight. We must consistency testify of the word, the scripture. Consistency and testimony of the scripture. What do I mean? That means when the Satan come and begin to whisper in my ear and begin to throw all these fiery darts at me because he's still raging in the earth, seeking whom he can devour, even though he's defeated. You know how when people are defeated, they come back again and again in a poor state, still trying to overthrow you? That's what Satan does. He's defeated because of the blood, because of the cross, because of the resurrection, because of the redemption. He's defeated. But that's what the enemy does. It comes back again. He leaves, he comes back. He leaves, he comes back. He comes back, he's broken. His kingdom has lost because of Jesus. It has been conquered. But Satan do not care. Anytime he can find an open to come in to make you think you are defeated, he's not going to stop, saints of God. That's why we must be consistent in the testimonies of the scripture. He while you're sleeping, he's making a plan against you to make you think that nothing's going to occur. The things that God you believe in God for is impossible. And yet you have a testimony. Yes, I'm going to have a testimony, Satan. I'm going to have a testimony because of the word. I'm going to get up every day confessing the word of God over all of my situation. The Bible said man should always pray and not to faint. I'm not going to faint. I'm going to encourage you tonight, don't faint. That's what. Remember when Jesus laid hands on the blind man? He asked him a question. He said, how do you see? He said, I see men as trees. Jesus went back again and laid hands on that man. He asked him again, how do you see? He said, I see men as men. What am I encouraging you tonight? Don't you stop confessing the scripture. Don't you stop confessing the word of God. Jesus had to lay hands on that man a second time because that man could not see clearly. Jesus wanted that man to see clearly. He laid hands on that man again, and that man began to confess that I see men as men, no longer as trees. The word of God said man ought to always pray and not to faint. That's me. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care all the impossibilities is before me. I don't care what the devil try to whisper in my ear. I'm going to have a consistent testimony of the scripture. I'm going to get up confessing the word of God. I'm going to lie down confessing the word of God. I'm going to go through my day confessing the word of God because the devil wants me and you and I to think it's impossible. Those things we're trusting God for is hopeless. It's without a chance of happening for you. It's out of reach. You look foolish. You look absurd, keep saying the same things. You look insane. Are you mad? You are an odd person. You sound ridiculous. Why? Because that's this encouragement. But this word wants you to know tonight that Satan has been defeated. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. He who lives in you is greater than he that's in the world. Because of the name of Jesus, the word says Satan trembles at that great name. This is a word to let you know those impossible things, those things that appear hopeless, they are not. It's a facade. It's a screen that Satan wants you to think in your mind. It's a lie. He's a liar. He's a failure. And so tonight, this word is encouraging you that Jesus have already defeated, and we have victory over Satan because he defeated the devil. He overthrew the devil. He dissolved the chains that the devil had over us. We are no longer under the curse of sin because of what Jesus did. He won the victory for you and I, saints of God. It's been conquered. But Satan is a pest. He comes to frustrate the plans of God. Can't stop the plans of God in your life. He comes to bring frustration in your life. He comes to bring delays. But I want you to be encouraged tonight. The word of God says he's defeated, 1 John 3:8. The word of God says that's the purpose that Jesus came to defeat the works of Satan. I believe what I read. I believe the word of God. I'm consistent in the testimony of the scripture. For the scripture is truth. It's alive. It's well. And that's what you and I must do continuously. I'm talking about if you don't have no job, you got to consistently stand up and let the devil know all things are working together for my good. All things are possible because I believe. He shall supply all my needs, whatever your needs are tonight, whatever looks impossible, with your children, with the affairs of your life, with your personal affairs, in your finance, in your health, in the things that God has placed in your mind, those created things that you and only you can bring out and invent, those ideas that God has set up in your mind to do and you shall accomplish, those business ideas, you will not fail, thanks to God, if you continuously be consistent in the testimonies of the scripture. The word of God works, thanks to God. It is impossible for the word to fail. When we are not consistent in the testimony of the word, we don't see results. We give up. We faint. But this is not a time to faint. We're in an end time. It's the greatest time for the saints of God as never before. The Spirit of God is moving in such wind in this hour. Those that's on the backside of the desert getting ready to come forth. Those that God has given them plans years and years ago, those plans going to come into the manifestation. Those that God has given ideas, those ideas are not going to fail. They're going to come to pass. You are in the best time now, this end time. We're in a time that the fire of God going to fall in church. Church is not going to be normal anymore. I'm talking about those churches that sold out to God. I'm talking about those that in the fullness of God, those that's in fellowship with God. It's not going to be normal anymore. You're going to see healing and deliverance. You're going to see the Spirit of God move. You're going to see things occur. Church is not going to be normal anymore, saints of God. This is the best time as never before. I'm telling you, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're sick and tired of the choir that has no power. They're sick and tired of somebody preaching with no anointing. They're sick and tired of people living a lifestyle that's not according to the word. God has people. He has men and women of God that he's bringing to the front. He's bringing from the backside of the desert. He's going to do impossible things inside of you. It's not about the pulpit. The pulpit is of God, is the world. The world is our pulpit tonight. And God going to use you to do the impossibility. He going to use you. He's stirring you right now. You know what God has placed inside of you. You know what the Spirit of God has imputed inside of you. Church will not be normal for you anymore because the church is the body of Christ. You're going to move. The greatest time, and this is a word to encourage you, you're not hopeless. It's not out of reach. It will be accomplished by God. It will occur because God will cause it to exist. It's available to you because of God, because things are not going to be normal anymore. It's over with. Done. Put a fork in it. It's over with. God is resurrecting people in this end time. I'm not talking about church people sitting in a pulpit, sitting in a bench doing nothing. He's using men and women, boys and girls. He's moving through their lives as never before. They're going to reach the hopeless and those who have given up. Signs and wonders going to follow their lives. Demons going to be cast out. They're going to get set free. Health going to spring forth in their body, mind, spirit, and soul. The Spirit of God going to do great exploit in this hour. The impossibility is in control by the Holy Ghost for your life this day, this night, in Jesus' name. So the Spirit of God wants you to look up. That the Spirit of God, His Word, when you consistent in the Word of God arrests the Satan. Do you not know that? The Word of God imprisons Satan. The Word of God restrains Satan. The Word of God put a hold on Satan, meaning He imprisoned Satan. But you must be consistent in the testimonies of the Scripture. I don't care what it looks like. I do not care what it looks like. I'm going to stand on the power of the working Word of God. He sent His Word to heal us. He sent His Word to heal us and stop that destructive spirit of Satan. He cast out the spirit of darkness with His what? His Word, saints of God. He cast out demonic spirit with His Word. There's power in the spoken Word of God. He said He called those 12 disciples together, gave them power and authority over all devils. You are a disciple of God. He wants you to know that thing is not impossible for you tonight. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word lives inside of you, saints of God. You redeemed because of the Word of God. This Word is to bring hope alive in you as never before. I'm encouraging you, this is the best time for kingdom work. It's the best time because the Spirit of God wants you to know, I shall empower you. The thing that appeared to be impossible shall come into the existence for your life because I shall accomplish it. That thing that's dead in your life, I'm going to resurrect it. The thing that's falling apart in your life, I'm going to speak to it and it's going to live. God wants you to know I am the great I am in your life. I am your Jehovah Jireh. God wants you to know this tonight by His Word. He wants you to stand and be consistent in the testimonies of the Scripture tonight. Meaning, I'm going to stand and I'm going to do all I can to stand. I'm going to stand in Him. I'm going to stand because Jesus defeated Satan and He's on the right hand of the Father. He's the great intercessor, making intercession for me now. It is finished, and we are waging a war against a defeated enemy. Satan is defeated. And the thing that you shall come forth in and do great exploit, you shall invent, you shall create, you shall prosper in, you shall be successful in, and it shall not fail. will be accomplished and carried out by the Spirit of God. It's going to occur for you. So the Spirit of God wants you to raise up and be of good cheer tonight. He wants you, he shall say, I will bring it into completion. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. That's 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. God wants you to be of good cheer. I am so encouraged tonight. I know everything is working together for our good. I know he withhold no good thing for anyone that walk uprightly. He said the first shall be last. That's right there in that Matthew 19. He said he will give back to them mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers in this land, those who have followed him. He has everything located for you, saints of God. It's already set up. All you have to do is be consistent in the testimony of the scripture, and possible doors will be open. God will create doors for you. He will cause things to come subject to his word. He will cause the impossibility to bow to his word, because you are what? Consistent in the testimonies of the scripture. And this is for those who are consistent in the testimony of the scripture. That means I rise up speaking his word, lie down speaking his word, I confess his word when I'm in the midst of the devil. Inside of your heart, the word is within you, saints of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Psalm 119:11. That word is within you, saints of God. It's hid in your heart. And when the enemy is raging, you must consistently have a testimony of the scripture. A word is hid inside of your heart. That's what it said in Psalm 119:11. That you may not sin against God. That means when the enemy is raging, that defeated spirit, I'm sending the word of God to arrest him. I'm sending the word of God to detain him. I'm sending the word of God to stop his plan. I'm sending the word of God to cause him to be restrained and to stand still. You must stand and be consistent in the testimonies of the scripture, because it is finished. He's not getting back up on that cross. He's resurrected. He's on the right hand of the Father. It is done. He cast out spirits with his word. His word. He cast out spirits with his word. Matthew, I think it's 8:16. He cast out spirits with his word. And that's what he wants you to do tonight. Be consistent in the testimony of the scripture. When the devil want to come against your house, you better put the word of God on that house. You say, I believe in Jesus. Me and my house is saved. Acts 16:31. When the devil want to destroy your house, want to destroy your marriage, want to destroy your children, Acts 16:31 say, I believe in Jesus. Me and my house is saved. You confess that word over your house. You send that word over your house. For the spirit of the word and the blood of Jesus to keep your house. Because he's raging to devour. But when you send the word over the house is kept through the blood, through the word. The word calls those demonic spirit to go. And the house is kept. That's what the word of God said, Acts 16:31. You believe in Jesus, you and your house shall be saved. So this is what God is speaking tonight. The impossible things. When you lose a job, you know God has a better job for you. Anytime someone lay you off or fire you or whatever they do in this hour, because I'm retired, thank God, God has something better for you. He has a door that nobody can close for you. He'll create something so impossible for the eyes of people that laid you off. That's what kind of God we're serving. When the devil put a diagnose on you and say that you got so many mausoleum, you will rise up out of the dust. He will raise you up and heal your body, and diagnosis will be changed, and the doctors will be confused. When the enemy say you're going to fail and this is not going to be accomplished, whatever in your life that the devil say it won't be accomplished, it won't be carried out, it's unlikely to happen for you, Jesus will let you say, let you know, I am your impossibility. With man, this thing is hard, but with me, it shall be done. That's what God wants you to know this night, saints of God. It's all under control because of the blood, because of the resurrection, because of the cross, and because of redemption. Satan is defeated. It's up to you to live like a warrior. It's up to you to live like an overcomer. It's up to you to stand consistent on the testimonies of the scripture. And what you will see, manifestation. I'm serious, manifestation. This has been the best year for our fellowship. Many obstacles came, many things came. Yes, the enemy showed up and said it was not going to work. But God told me, I am the impossibility. I'm going to make it possible. He made it possible. So this word encouraged Cindy. I know you out there, Cindy. It's done. This word is to encourage you, Cindy. I talk with you today. By faith, I believe with you, Cindy. It's done. I don't care what it looks like. The enemy comes to shipwreck our lives, but God comes in to what? Repair. He comes in to what? Repair. He said, I'm the repairer of the breach. He comes to repair. And this is an announcement to you tonight that those things that's birthing inside of you, you may be going through some discomfort. That's what birthing is all about. There may be some labor pain, some hurting, some things that's displeasure in your life, some things that's irritating you. That's what pain is all about. They're troubling you right now. That's an agony. That's very irritating. But birth brings forth, and you have a new beginning, and it's produced by God. There's an ending, and there's a new beginning. And that life will be produced by who? God. I don't care what your income. I don't care who have cut you off. I don't care how little it appears to be. If he did it with the fish and the loaves, he going to bless that he have for you, and he going to give you the increase. I want you to be encouraged by his word tonight. The things that look impossible, that look hopeless, is possible with God. It will be done. It shall occur, and God will break it into the existence. Saints of God, this is for you tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? If there is an
yes, Pastor Chris, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Sister Penny. My prayer request is that a family just lost a husband, a father, and a son, and a brother. So it's one person. Anyhow, he passed away this past last Monday. So I want to pray for his children. They're all under the age of 18. He has three of them. And I want to pray for his mother, who was not able to travel and visit with him because she did not know how sick he was, and so she passed without seeing her son, because she's in a lot of pain right now. So I just want to pray for comfort.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne room tonight, thanks to God. God wants you to be encouraged tonight. His mind is on you. His thoughts is about you. He's concerned about everything that concerns you tonight. Father, we come tonight in Jesus' name. Forgive us for any sin, because sin will hinder the prayer. We repent in Jesus' name. You said when we confess our sin, you are just and you are righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for the cleansing blood of Jesus that removes sin tonight. There's power in agreement. Father, people don't understand the power of agreement. I can't say I agree with you and I go back and try to destroy you. That's not agreement. But when I'm in agreement, I'm going to be in oneness. I'm going to be in unity. I'm going to believe and I'm going to stand. Thank you for the spirit of agreement on this line tonight, that those that have need, their prayers will be answered. Father, I thank you for moving in those impossible situations in their lives, those hopeless places, God, those things that seem unlikely to happen, those things that seem out of reach, the things that seem like it's failing before their very eyes, where everything looks like there's no prospect of that ever being accomplished or being successful. We come arresting the spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit tonight in Jesus' name. That the enemy is silenced tonight by the blood of Jesus and by the word of God. Satan, rebuke. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. That everything you sent out to do, everything you have came against the saints of God with, you cannot be accomplished tonight. Father, we come against this line that's closed down, that the Spirit of God will open this line up tonight in Jesus' name. Do you guys hear me? Hello? Hello? In Jesus' name, I'm going to continue to pray. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word, O Father. Your word going out and stopping the works of Satan. Your word coming against this power that's coming against this line tonight. I thank you for the spirit of the word. I thank you for the Holy Ghost and for the blood of Jesus. Bless everyone on this line tonight. Minister to their need. Open up doors as impossible. Do the impossibility for them by faith. And God, I praise you tonight. I thank you tonight for the spirit of God to move and do the impossibility by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.